This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dan Cook is requiring a clarification. He has sent a picture to both of us where he did dress up, and he was with the station. I say reluctantly. He does not deny it was reluctantly, but says it still counts. Dan, who fears for his job way too much, he did that out of fear for his job. I mean, that's it.
Oh, a guarantee.
He shouldn't worry 1 second, but no. Let's get to a story I saw today. I was not aware of this potential proposal. It is about those individuals who need a kidney donation. The story from the Today Show profiles a 48-year-old, and her kidneys are no longer working at the level to remove waste and the extra water from her body. So she's on a dialysis machine, 3 hours, three times a week. And she talks about what happens and how she feels afterwards. I feel horrible. I sleep through everything after I get home because I am so tired. Approximately 90,000 Americans right now, Dave Harrigan, need a kidney. 85% of the patients on the national transplant waiting list are waiting for a kidney. The number of Americans who agree to donate a kidney while alive is around 5,000 to 6,000 a year. Only about 300 agree to give it to a stranger. So we now have a plan which is called End Kidney Deaths Act. Again, End Kidney Deaths Act. It's a 10-year pilot program which would provide an annual $10,000 refundable tax credit for 5 years. Again, so it's $50,000. It's to living donors who donate a kidney to strangers who've on the wait, who've been on the wait list the longest. People who don't make enough money would get a check in the amount difference. Now, our guy, Arthur Kaplan, who is a medical ethicist, long time at NYU, formerly at the U of M, and we tried to get a hold of him today because he's quoted in this story, but he's traveling. says, obviously this raises ethical eyebrows. It gets to be ethically suspicious when somebody says you can get this tax break and all you have to do is undergo surgery and give up a kidney. If your other kidney is fully functioning, most of us probably know this by now, you can live a healthy life with one healthy kidney. Arthur Kaplan raises a point that I think most of us might have. Are you going to exploit the poor to give up a body part to undergo this procedure? The National Kidney Foundation had this to say. Traditionally, they've had very strong reservations about direct financial incentives. They say the potential for unintended consequences is high, such as the exploitation of people who are financially desperate. Because we talk with Susie a little bit longer, I want to take a break on time, but I get that this segment's shorter, but we have fun with Susie. Are you for this or against this? We have too many people waiting for a kidney. 85% of the people on the wait list, the story points out, are waiting for a kidney. If it is a tax credit of $10,000 a year for 5 years, so $50,000, and if you're at a point where you're not making that money, it's a check. Should we do this? Or do you think it's ghoulish? It's frightening. It opens up something I always push back against, the slippery slope. What else are we going to pay you for? We're taking advantage of the wrong people. And you think, absolutely, positively, unequivocally, no. Or do you say, no, we got to do this. If the proper medical work and physical is performed on someone and they're healthy, both kidneys are functioning, and they were reluctant or hadn't considered donating the kidney before, and now they're willing to do, and the money helps them, and that's the one, that's maybe the last part which convinces them to do this, you think we should do this. Where do you stand? I have no idea where Dave Harrigan stands. I want to hear from Dave and you. Even if you're conflicted on this one, which I think some people, their default might be, because I am initially against this. I do think it seems really uncomfortable. But I would also add, if somebody extraordinarily close to me, a loved one, and this program started, and that was the impetus for she or he to get the kidney, I would be elated. What do you want to say about this? Phone call? You want to elaborate? You have been waiting for an organ transplant yourself. You've been an organ donor. You have an opinion on this. If you want to call and give us more details, we would appreciate that. If you just want to send a text, that's fine also. StylesFinancial.com. Talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, Dave, I've laid it out. I'll lay it out again briefly here for the folks just tuning in. We have a high number of individuals who are still waiting for a healthy kidney. 90,000 Americans right now. That's 85% of the patients on the national transportation waiting list. About 6,000 a year get a kidney. So there's a proposal to incentivize this, where it'd be a 10-year pilot program where for 5 years, and it would total 50,000, obviously, because it's 10,000 a year, you would get a $10,000 tax credit. Should we do this? I used the word ghoulish before because pain for body organs and what that can lead to and who you're taking advantage of frightens the you-know-what out of me. But also having 90,000 individuals on that list and only 6,000 getting a kidney a year is really low. And a lot of us, when we're filling out a driver's license, say, yeah, put me on there when I pass away. Not a lot of people are willing to donate a kidney to a stranger. I don't think you're a bad person if you don't. So how do you balance this, Dave, where you're getting paid for a body part? That's it. You're getting paid for a body part. And so the default money is no way. We just can't do it. But we have an issue. And if this allows other people to live a healthier life, and again, because you would need to go through a full physical exam and know that your other kidney's fine. And if your other kidney's fine, you can live a complete life. Is this a way where we would help out enough people? Where do you stand?
I think I'm on board with the idea. I get the ethics questions and the if you're taking advantage of people who might be struggling financially. I mean, taking a body part is not something small, obviously, but that's, I would think somebody donating a kidney or whatever organ you're donating, you know, especially to somebody that you don't know, if you're just donating to donate to save life, the life of a random person, you should be compensated in some way. Because you're not just being paid for the body part, you're paid for, you know, the time you're going to spend laid up in bed and having to go under what's a major surgery.
Among the texts coming in, Chad, this boils down to, does the end justify the means? Perhaps in this case, but like you said, selling body parts is a very slippery slope. Another text, again, stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. My sister donated a kidney a few years ago to a total stranger. They are both doing very well, so proud of her. You should be. That is a great gesture. But Dave, I don't think it's an indictment on anyone if they feel, for whatever reasons, including concerns about their health down the line, mm-hmm. I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's a very personal choice. I don't think there is a right or a wrong. And I'll be honest, I have no considerations of donating any kidneys anytime soon.
Should taxpayers, more text here, should taxpayers be funding this? No. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting a tax credit of $50,000, which you normally wouldn't, so that is taking $50,000 away from, you know, our the tax money which goes to the IRS. You can make that argument, considering the national debt we have in this country. Is that a big part of the issue for me, Dave? It's not. Is it for you?
No. And when you're talking grand scheme of all the money that goes in and out of the IRS each year, $50,000, right. It's not even a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, and it's over 5 years, and the number of people who would be a part of this, so it is a minuscule amount of money from this country. Among the texts, I'm 76. I've had only one kidney for 56 years. Both the donor and I are perfectly healthy and going strong.
Wow.
That's amazing. More text, 651-461-9226. Excellent text coming in. There should be extensive vetting of donors before paying out. Yes. But what does that mean? If someone is in a dire financial position, and part of the reason why, why she is doing this, are we going to disqualify them, Dave?
No.
If you could determine that an individual is facing out of the ordinary pressure, illegal pressure. Yes, of course. But if it's purely, and the person just admit, I wouldn't be doing this without the $50,000. I don't think you can say you're going to turn them down. So we're only going to allow the middle class to affluent to do this? Come on. No. More text again. 651-461-9226. People are talking about, you know, individuals who donate blood or donate plasma. Now, when you donate blood, you're not getting a penny, right? So
get those cookies.
When individuals donate plasma, how much money are they getting?
That's a good question. I'd have to look that up. I know folks who did that in college, and it's not like it paid their tuition, but
no. More text here. Kidney donation, my body, my choice in a capitalist country. Healthcare industry inflates medical costs and saving procedures. Could I be given a medical credit down the road? In some ways, you are given a medical credit, right, Dave? Because you're given, potentially $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Chad agrees this feels too easy to take advantage of the needy. A more morally acceptable, perhaps more effective strategy would be to offer an annual tax break for all people who agree to donate organs upon death. Would that significantly increase the amount of people, and I think it's in most states like ours, where you just check the box for organ donation? I guess it would depend how much money, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure it would increase, but I mean, I think, again, we're talking about people who are donating hopefully well before death.
Yeah, right.
Are making the choice to live, possibly decades and decades with only one kidney.
Right, but the individual is saying if you had more people who are incentivized to get something which would go to those who benefit from their estate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I'm leaving everything to you. That includes, nice. I don't know, covering estate taxes or cash or whatever it might be. Does that motivate more people? Interesting topic. Let's see where it takes off and see where it goes, if at all. The free school lunch debate has been in the news a couple times the last week or so. Let's jump back into that again when we return. Don't forget, Jason on vacation in Portugal. Looks like through Instagram, having a great time. So Henry Lake, once again, is going to take you home here on WCCO. Okay, we know when the Walz administration was spending money, and more money with the trifecta. As I've said many times, more money than I wish they would have. I think tax incentives, tax reductions should have been a part of it, and also saving some of that money. Among the items which drew the most attention, maybe as much for the picture as anything, is when the Democrats having the majority in the House, Senate, and obviously the governor's office okayed a plan where you would have free lunch and breakfast in schools all across the state. And there was a lot of debate about that. About a week ago, you had Tina Smith and Ilhan Omar, two Democrats who've spoken out on lunches for a long time, where they offered up the No Shame at School Act, which would prohibit school districts from publicly identifying or shaming students, their verbiage, okay, shaming students, who are unable to pay for school meals, yep. It also bans schools from hiring debt collectors to recover unpaid school meal debt. Legislation requires schools to attempt to directly certify children with unpaid meal debt for free or reduced price meals and allow schools to be retroactively reimbursed. So it was a topic I thought we'd get into, and we just didn't. Then I saw another part of the story again today from Fox 9, where you have Prior Lake and Byron. They've opted out of what you have in Minnesota of the free school meal funding, and as the Fox 9 story points out, some are not happy. Prior Lake said they don't deny lunch to any student, and they offer everyone free breakfast plus free lunches K-3. Parents pointed out in some of the criticism, the school board meeting in July, the nutrition director mentioned what they see as a profit motive. The director of child nutrition said, we make money and we're able to support the students in need as well. Also said at this same meeting that an initial survey showed parents prioritize saving money, but then they ran a second survey after week-long of trials based on federal standards. They got feedback the portions were too small, and the district sent a statement saying that this survey, going back years, revealed a variety. Let me get the exact quote here again. Revealed a desire to continue for flexibility and variety of meals. Republicans, and I think they made a number of valid points, said that when this debate was taking place, Dave, that Walz and the Democrats are playing politics and that you have a number of programs already where pretty much everybody who needs to qualify has been covered, and that why are we paying for school lunches for families who can't afford it? And I made those points before. And I'll admit, I could have called this the conflict hour. Because was I in a position to pay for Hunter, Griffin, Quinton's lunches when I was paying for Mike's lunches? Yes, I am. Dave, you're going to face, you know, more of this when both kids are in school. And so there's no denying that there is a certain percentage of parents who are in the position where they can pay for it. And when you cover everybody, if in this case it was all across America, that is more money where taxpayers are paying for. But I think this should be an automatic, Dave. I really do. I think the kids who want breakfast and lunch at schools, it just should be an automatic. And if they have to raise property taxes, that things, we get referendums, whatever it might be, I think it just should be an automatic part of schools. And I think if we ended up doing it as is taking place here in this state outside of these two districts, in 5-10 years, people wouldn't even think about it anymore. And I understand the pushback as I laid it out. If I can afford it, why should I be getting this this break? Because we just should make it as simple as easy. If your kids are going to these schools, along with the education, and by the way, the education is not the same. There are some places where you may feel like it's better than others. All sorts of factors, Dave. But just to make it a part of their day, boom, we should cover it. And as someone who for a couple decades has been talking to kids about their school lunches, I'm not a big fan of the quality. And I still think one of the more nonsensical items that was pushed against Michelle Obama was, oh no, she wants to make our school lunches healthier. God forbid that. But yes, let's just include breakfast and lunch for kids, and it's a part of what happens. Yay or nay on that, Dave Harrigan. Yay or nay from texters, since it's back in the news from last week with Omar and Smith had to say, and now Fox 9 drawing light to what's happening in Byron and Prior Lake. Should we just cover everybody, or do you think it's a mistake and that we should make the accommodations for individuals whose income puts them in a position where their kids' lunches are paid for. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Dave, what do you say?
First of all, I'll start with the nutrition. In my district, you go to the website, you got the lunch and breakfast options every day, and they're listed in the categories. You get your protein category, you got your fruit, you got your grains, you got your vegetables. French fries apparently fall in the vegetable category. I'm not kidding. So, we've got some work to do on nutrition. There's a ton of work that can be done on the nutritiousness of the meals, both breakfast and lunch. Absolutely, I'm sure, in many, many districts. I come at this from tremendous bias. My daughter, my oldest, is in second grade now, so for first and second grade, has experienced the free lunch benefits in kindergarten due to the lack of nutritious nature. We sent her with a home lunch, I think, 4 days a week, and then usually let her pick one day a week where that was the one she wanted. Boom, that's my lunch right there. I'm eating the hot lunch today. If my kids were out of school, I would be saying, this is ridiculous. We should not be paying for lunches of kids that are in families that can absolutely afford it. I 100% agree with that argument. But, you know, Chad, it's really easy when things are coming to a head in the morning and the bus is only 5 minutes away and you still don't have a lunch made and you don't want to have the kid take money out of your account again just to buy a lunch. It's really easy to say, thanks, Gov. Thanks, Democratic trifecta. I owe you one.
So you're basically saying as long as it benefits you, you're all for it.
I'm saying in 13 years, I'll change my mind. I'm dead serious. I'm not making a joke. Yes, right now I'm totally for it. And when my kids are out of school, I will be once again saying, this is ridiculous.
Apparently I'm not talking to Mary Jo Copeland right
no,
now.
No, you are definitely not. And I'm also not giving you a kidney.
All right, let's get to the texters and calls when we come back. Dave Harrigan, my uncle, once asked the question 30-some years ago. My uncle asked Harold, who I miss, made my father look like a shrinking violet, by the way. Harold did. Are you a giver or are you a taker? I said I'm a giver. Dave Harrigan officially is a taker. Your texts and calls when we come back. 253 H Lake in about 10. Dave, tell the story on air, which you just were telling me off air, about with your school, with your oldest, and if she brings a lunch from home.
I assume it's like this for every district. It seems like it's kind of the policy of not only the district, but just kind of what's written in the law. If she goes in line for a lunch, for a school lunch, I think it's three different items. You are mandated to take a minimum of three items. You have to take it whether you want it or not. This is part of the deal. You got to take at least three different things. And yeah, if she brings a lunch from home that day, but walks up and says, hey, all I want is a milk. Just need some milk to go with this, peanut mm-hmm. butter and jelly I brought from home.
Yeah.
You have to pay for the milk.
And take the three items.
No, you don't have to take the three items.
Oh.
But, like, I think the rule is, technically, and I don't know if this is actually enforced, I hope it's not, if you were to go in line for a whole lunch and say, hey, I want the pizza and I want the pear, and that's it, you would have to pay. But then if you take the, the breadstick that goes along with it, and you just throw it away, that's free. That's fine.
It's absurd.
It's government.
Among the techs, do people really believe it's free? I think the better way of breaking the public would be, we're taking this money from you, doing this with it, or send out a referendum vote. Oh, there's no doubt this is taking money from taxpayers. We also are paying for public schools now. We have property taxes raised to pay for more. I'm not saying it's free. And I am acknowledging that there are plenty of parents out there who can't afford it. But to clean it up and to move forward, I still think this is the better way to go. Now, somebody says, just coming in, I completely agree with Chad if the nutrition is improved. Is that plausible? It's we don't plausible for sure. Is it realistic that whether you're paying for them or not, that better school lunches are out there without notably increasing the prices?
I think it is. Yeah, I don't think it would be that difficult.
More texts. It's not about whether the parents can afford it. It's really about the stigma that happens to students who get free meals. Children should not have to face this. More texts. We're becoming socialists. I believe parents should be held responsible for having children and should be able to feed and include them. I certainly believe that parents have incredible responsibilities, and some parents rise up to it and some don't. But right now we have public schools where, by the way, if you're living like where I'm living, my kids went across the street, went to school, and because they lived here, they didn't have to pay for it. So including lunches and breakfasts, I think we should do it. I do. And there's a taxpayer component too. I appreciate all the feedback today. A lot of good text today. Thank you so much. Spend the next hour, 3 hours with Henry, and we'll be back with you tomorrow, starting at noon, right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.